This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, September 20, Love and Not Knowing. Our reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor, and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. This chapter of the Bible has often been read at weddings. Its poetic description of love is so universal that people everywhere are encouraged and strengthened by its message. The word for love in this chapter is the Greek word agape, which describes the deepest love we can imagine. This is pure, unconditional love, for which we would give up our life to save another. This kind of love is the truest expression of dying to live. The Apostle Paul explains here that love is more important than all the other things we can do. And if we do anything without love, it means nothing. He also talks about knowing only in part, and about someday knowing fully. In other words, there's a lot we don't know yet. What does not knowing have to do with love? Two thoughts come to mind. The older I get, the more I realize how much I don't know. And two, the more certain I am of something, the freer I feel to judge others who don't have the same certainty. The problem with that, of course, is that the freer I feel to judge, the less loving I become. An 80-year-old woman said to me, "For most of my life, I wanted to be right. Now I finally realized that being loving is much more important." Pray with me. Lord, you know all things. We don't. Help us to trust you to know what's best and to share your love with everyone, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.